Gracias. Gracias. ¿Dónde me toca, hermano? Okay, sí. Este es lo más chiquito. Rápidamente queremos pasar al mensaje.
We want to go right to the message.
Porque la presencia del Espíritu Santo está tan fuerte.
Because the Holy Spirit's presence is here in such a strong way.
Siempre hemos creído que el Espíritu Santo une al grupo de alabanza, al pastor y al mensaje.
We've always believed that the Holy Spirit unites the message with the song service and all parts of the service.
Porque la mayoría de los cantos habló acerca de la santidad.
Because the majority of the songs were talking about holiness.
Aún el pastor Felipe volvió a decir que este es un lugar de santidad.
And Brother Philip said that this is a place of holiness.
Y queríamos hacer una presentación del proyecto, pero vamos a ir mejor directamente al mensaje.
My intention was to talk first about the project down there, but I think that we should go straight to the message.
Jeremías, capítulo 24.
Jeremiah, chapter 24.
Voy a pedir que esta vez leamos todo el capítulo, ¿sí? Todos juntos.
I would like to ask that we read the entire chapter this time, all of us together.
Así que, bueno, si trae su Biblia o si no aparece aquí, voy a pedirle al hermano Marcos que inicie la lectura de todo el capítulo.
So if you bring your Bible or you may read what's up here, I'm going to go ahead and read it to you from the New King James Version up here on the board. It says, "The Lord showed me," I'll wait for y'all to find your place. Everyone with us? "The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord after Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then the Lord said to me, 'What do you see, Jeremiah?'" I'm going to look here on my, it's easier for me looking at the Bible here. "And I said, 'Figs, the very good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad.' Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good, into the land of the Chaldeans. For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. And as the bad figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus says the Lord, so will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, the residue of Jerusalem who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will deliver them to trouble into all the kingdoms of the earth for their harm, to be a reproach and a byword, a taunt and a curse in all places where I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them till they are consumed from the land that I gave to them and their fathers."
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Te damos gracias por tu palabra.
We give you thanks for your word.
Gracias porque has preparado nuestros corazones.
Thank you that you've prepared our hearts.
De tal manera, Señor, que esta palabra
in such a way that this word
va a caer en buena tierra
will fall on good earth.
Y que todos los que estamos aquí, Señor,
and that all of us who are here,
con
Lord,
un corazón abierto,
with an open heart
y entendido,
and understanding heart,
vamos a tener un cambio,
we're going to have a change,
radical,
a radical one,
en nuestras vidas,
in our lives,
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Podemos poner el capítulo 1, el versículo 1, por favor.
Can we go back to verse 1?
Esta palabra va dirigida aquí en la Escritura al pueblo de Israel, pero también ahora va dirigida a nosotros.
This word in this scripture is directed to the people of Israel, but also to us today.
Y tenemos por lo menos aquí tres tipos de gentes.
And we have three types of people.
En la Escritura habla acerca de los príncipes o príncipes.
The scripture talks first of all about princes.
Y tenemos algo ahí, no sé si lo podemos poner, Luke.
Do we have that lesson plan? Is it up there?
Si está preparado bien, si no.
Was that prepared, Luke, or did you not get that? His lesson plan?
Cesta de higos. No. Está bien, está bien.
Okay, then you don't have it, I guess.
Gracias. Bueno, vamos a continuar.
Well, let's go on.
Cuando dijimos príncipes,
when it says here princes,
esta palabra va dirigida a todos los líderes.
It's talking about leaders.
Los que están haciendo un trabajo dentro de la obra del Señor.
Those who are doing a certain job within the Lord's work.
Sea cual sea el trabajo que usted desempeñe,
whatever work you're doing,
la palabra es para usted.
The word is for you.
De manera que tenga un corazón abierto porque Dios le va a hablar esta mañana.
So have an open heart because God's going to speak to you this morning.
Después tenemos lo que son los artesanos.
Afterward, the craftsmen appear in this text.
Los artesanos son los que hacen cualquier tipo de trabajo en la iglesia o en el edificio.
Craftsmen are those who do any type of work within the building or within the church.
Tal vez a usted le toque barrer, limpiar o lavar los trastes.
In a church setting, maybe you're the person who sweeps or who washes the windows or whatever.
Y por último tenemos esta palabra son los herreros.
We have this word here translated smiths. It could mean blacksmiths, silversmiths, iron workers, etc.
Los herreros son aquellos que funden el fierro con calor.
These are the workers who melt the metal with heat.
Y queda soldado, queda unido.
And it becomes melted, molten, joined.
Es decir, fundado, envuelto, cubierto.
Intertwined, soldered, overlaid.
Y yo creo que esta iglesia tiene ese don.
And I believe that this church has that gift.
Yo puedo ver mirar aquí algunos de ustedes que viven muy bien, que tienen riquezas, que no han pasado por muchos problemas.
I can see that there are those here who have material goods and have not gone through a lot of problems.
Pero veo aquí también gente que ha sufrido bastante en la vida, mucho.
But I see here also people who have suffered a lot in life.
Y que aquí están formando una sola iglesia.
And in this context, we see that a single church is formed.
Herrero también significa consejero.
Smith also means a counselor.
Y necesitamos tanta consejería.
We need so much counseling.
Al pasar por problemas, por situaciones,
as we pass through situations and problems,
necesitamos acercarnos a alguien.
We need to have someone to get close to.
Que tan solo nos abrace.
Maybe just to give us a hug.
Y que nos diga, sigue adelante.
To tell us, just keep going on. You can do it.
Y cuando está el sufrimiento ahí, ese abrazo puede levantarnos.
And in the midst of suffering, that hug can lift us up.
Puede consolarnos, puede sanar ese tiempo tan difícil.
It can comfort us and take out of us that difficult time.
Por eso esa palabra va para nosotros.
That's why this word is for us.
La escritura dice que es el punto en que van a ser llevados cautivos a Babilonia.
They're at the point of being taken captives to Babylon.
Van a vivir como esclavos.
They're going to live as slaves.
Babilonia representa el mundo.
Babylon represents the world.
El mundo de pecado, el mundo de maldad.
The world of sin, of wickedness.
Y usted y yo vivimos en un mundo de pecado y de maldad.
You and I live in a place of wickedness.
Estamos rodeados de gente, ¿verdad? Que quiere que pequemos, que quiere que nos portemos mal.
We're surrounded by people who would like to lead us into evil doing.
En el trabajo, en la oficina, en la colonia.
Whether it be in your office, in your neighborhood.
Y por eso Dios está hablando hoy.
And that's what God is speaking to today.
Él pide que no nos contaminemos.
He is asking us to not become contaminated.
No tenemos aquí la escritura, pero Daniel.
We don't have the scripture up here, but we have the scriptural story of Daniel.
Él estando en Babilonia.
When he was in Babylon,
dice la Biblia que él propuso no contaminarse.
The scripture says Daniel purposed in his heart he would not defile himself.
Y hoy tenemos que hacer usted y yo una decisión, no contaminarnos.
And today you and I have to make a decision, we will not contaminate ourselves.
El versículo 5,
verse 5. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans.
Parece que esta escritura,
apparently in the scripture,
el Señor está permitiendo, dice a los transportados.
God is speaking to those who have been taken out, transported away.
A veces parece que el Señor permite que usted y yo pasemos por situaciones difíciles.
Sometimes the Lord allows us to be taken into difficult situations.
Y tan desesperantes que decimos, ¿dónde está, Señor?
So much so that we say, where are you, Lord?
Yo te busco y no te encuentro.
I'm looking for you and I don't find you.
Te clamo y no me respondes.
I'm calling out to you, you don't answer me.
¿Dónde está, Señor?
Where are you, Lord?
¿Por qué no me respondes?
Why don't you answer?
¿Por qué no me contestas, Señor?
Why don't you answer my prayer?
Sin embargo, la Escritura dice que esto es para bien.
Nevertheless, the Scripture said that this is for their own good.
Porque en ese momento es cuando tenemos que entrar a su presencia.
Because in that moment is when we need to come into his
presence. Desde adentro de aquí, de lo más profundo de nuestro
corazón.
Call
out to him from the most deep of our being.
Acercarnos a él.
To draw near to him.
Rogarle, suplicarle.
Cry out to him, ask him.
Porque la situación está difícil.
Because the situation is very
difficult. El problema está grave.
The problem is very desperate.
Y eso nos hace ir a su presencia.
And this is what makes us come into his presence.
Dice la escritura, para bien.
The scripture says, for good.
Para bien.
For good.
Y es cuando el Señor empieza a hacer ajustes en nuestra vida.
And this is when God begins to make changes, adjustments in our
lives. Es necesario hacer ajustes.
We need adjustments.
El mensaje central de Jesucristo,
the central message of Jesus Christ,
se basaba en el arrepentimiento.
Was based on repentance.
Si le vas a dar un aplauso, dáselo al Señor, pero fuerte.
If you're going to applaud, applaud for the Lord and do it hard.
Arrepentimiento significa,
repentance means,
voy a un camino equivocado,
I'm going the wrong way,
una dirección que no es correcta,
in the wrong direction, incorrect,
y yo tengo que regresar,
and I need to turn around, go back.
Eso es arrepentimiento.
That's what repentance means.
Arrepentimiento no es cuánto lo siento y voy a seguir así, eso no es arrepentimiento.
Repentance does not mean, oh, I'm so sorry, but I guess I'm going to keep going the same way. No, that's not repentance.
Ay, cometí un pecado, pero pues ahí voy bien.
Well, I did sin, but no one's perfect.
No, no vamos bien.
No, that's not right.
Hay que regresar. Eso es santidad.
We have to turn back around. That's holiness.
Uno de los cantos decía, estamos parados en una tierra santa.
One of the songs says, we're standing on holy ground.
También decía, cuando miro tu santidad.
It also said, when I see your holiness.
Y el Señor dice, ustedes sean santos como yo soy santo.
And the Lord says, you be holy as I am holy.
¿Qué es ser santo?
What does this mean to be holy?
La palabra santo,
the word holy,
es apartado del pecado
means separated from sin,
para un propósito especial para Dios.
For a special purpose for God.
Todos los que estamos aquí tenemos un propósito
all of us who are here
especial
have a purpose, a
para
special
Dios.
One for God.
Tenemos una cesta de higos buenos, muy buenos.
We see here a basket of figs, very good ones.
Pero también tenemos una cesta de higos malos, muy malos.
But we see another basket of very bad figs.
Miren para los higos buenos, verso 8, por favor.
In verse 8.
Para los higos buenos.
Talking about the good figs.
Ah, entonces necesitamos, déjeme ir a la escritura, por favor.
Verse 5.
Ah, 5, sí, aquí. Vamos a ver. El 5, sí.
Yes, in verse 5.
Léalo, por favor.
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans.
El verso 6.
And verse 6 says, For I will set my eyes on them for good, and will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up.
Dice la escritura, los higos buenos pondré mis ojos sobre ellos.
The scripture says that, speaking of the good figs, I will place my eyes upon them.
Los edificaré y no los destruiré.
I will build them up, I will not tear them down.
Los plantaré y no los arrancaré.
I will plant them, I will not pull them out.
Y les daré un corazón.
And I will give them a heart.
Para que me conozcan que yo soy Jehová.
To know me that I am the Lord.
Esta es una relación de amor, mis queridos.
That's a love relationship, my beloved.
Una relación de amor con el Padre.
A relationship of love with the Father.
Él está con los brazos abiertos.
There he is with our open arms.
Cada vez que estamos en desesperación.
Every time we're desperate.
Él nos abraza.
He hugs us. He embraces us.
Él nos recoge hacia él.
He draws us to him.
Y nos dice, no temas, yo estoy
and
contigo.
He says, do not fear, I am with you.
Yo te ayudaré.
I will help you.
Estaba mirando un video de un niño.
I was watching a video about a boy.
El predicador le dice, Jesús te ama, Jesús te quiere, siempre te ha querido.
The preacher was saying to him, Jesus loves you, he always has.
Y el niño dice, no me ama.
And the boy said, no, he doesn't love me.
Él dice, pero ¿por qué dices que no te ama?
And he said, well, why do you say he doesn't love you?
¿Dónde estaba Jesús? Dice.
Where was Jesus, he said.
Cuando mi papá llegaba borracho y le pegaba a mi mamá, ¿dónde estaba
when
Jesús?
My father came home drunk and was hitting my mother.
¿Dónde estaba Jesús cuando yo tenía que meterme abajo de la cama porque mi papá nos quería
where
correr
Jesus
de la casa?
Where was Jesus when I got under the bed because my dad tried to drive us out of the house?
¿Dónde estaba Jesús cuando no había nada de comer por 2-3 días?
Where was Jesus when I had nothing to eat for 2 or 3 days? We had nothing to eat.
Y a veces esa pregunta nos hacemos.
And sometimes we ask the same
¿dónde
question.
¿Dónde estaba Jesús?
Where was Jesus?
Cuando yo estaba pasando por esa
when
situación.
When I was going through this situation.
Lo que no entendíamos que Jesús dice, yo estoy contigo todos los
what
días.
What we didn't understand is that Jesus said, I am with you every day.
Cuando estabas abajo de la cama allí, ahí estaba Jesús.
When you were underneath that bed, I was there.
Cuando tú estabas llorando por el problema, Jesús estaba llorando contigo.
When you were weeping, crying for that problem, I was
esa
weeping.
Es la relación de amor.
That's the relationship of love.
Jesús siempre estuvo ahí.
Jesus was always there.
Nosotros estábamos lejos de él.
We were far from him.
Dice la Biblia, el que habita al abrigo del Altísimo.
The scripture says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High
morará bajo la sombra del
will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mientras estemos bajo esa sombra,
while we're under that shadow,
el Señor está allí cerca.
The Lord is there, he is close.
Pero cuando nosotros, por nuestra propia voluntad, nos salimos de esa sombra,
but when we, in our own will, we come out from under that shadow,
Dios no quiere que nos pase nada malo.
God doesn't want anything to happen to us.
Pero nosotros no estamos en su voluntad.
But we're not in His will.
Bajo su protección.
Under His protection.
Y por eso pasamos situaciones tan difíciles.
And that's why we go through such difficult circumstances.
Pero Él nos dará un corazón nuevo.
He will give us a new heart.
Para que le conozcamos cada
día.
That
we may know Him every day better.
Dice, y ustedes son mi pueblo.
He said, you are my people.
Yo los amo.
I love you.
Yo los quiero.
You're dear to me.
Pero vamos a continuar en el versículo que sigue.
Let's go on with the next verse.
Dice, no como los higos malos.
Verse 8. And as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus says the Lord, so will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, the remainder of Jerusalem who remain in the land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt.
El Señor está aquí previniendo, no sean como higos malos.
The Lord is warning here, do not be like the bad figs.
Ese es juicio, hay un juicio.
We're talking judgment
sobre
here.
Todos aquellos que se alejan de Dios.
Over all those who go far from God.
Dice la Biblia, sin santidad nadie verá al Señor.
The Bible says, without holiness no one will see the Lord.
Déjeme preguntarle esto.
Let me ask you something.
No sé si aquí suceda, pero en México sí sucede.
I don't know if it happens here, but in Mexico it does.
La gente llega del trabajo.
People come home from work.
Se sienta en su televisión.
They sit down in front of the television.
Está mirando las telenovelas.
They're watching the
donde hay pecado, donde hay adulterio, donde hay fornicación.
Where there's unfaithfulness, there's adultery.
Ahí está el hermanito, la hermanita.
Lust. And there they are, brother, sister in the Lord.
Déjeme decirle, si en ese momento viene el Señor, ¿se iría con él?
Let me ask you this question. If the Lord came at that moment, would they go with him?
Daniel propuso en su corazón no contaminarse.
Daniel purposed in his heart to not contaminate himself.
Y ahí nos estamos contaminando con la vista.
And we're contaminating ourselves through our eyes.
Cuando alguien de momento se enoja, grita y está peleando con su esposa, discutiendo.
When someone is angry and they have an argument with their wife and they're arguing there.
Si en ese momento viene el Señor, ¿se irían los dos?
The question is, if the Lord came at that moment, would the two of them go?
Sin santidad nadie verá al Señor.
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
Debemos, así como Daniel, comprometernos a no contaminarnos.
We need, as Daniel did, to commit ourselves to not be contaminated.
Dice la Biblia, las zorras pequeñas.
The scripture says the little foxes
contaminan todo el campo.
Contaminate the whole vine.
Las cosas pequeñitas.
The small things.
Por ejemplo.
For example.
Usted va manejando en su carro y de momento se le atraviesa alguien.
You're driving along and someone crosses in front.
¿Qué hace?
What do you do?
Cosas pequeñas.
Little things.
En ese momento viene el Señor, usted se queda.
If the Lord came at that moment, you
y entonces
would
dice,
stay.
Habrá escarnio.
And the scripture says that there will be taunting.
Escarnio es humillación.
Taunting means to be humiliated.
Por eso el Señor quiere que nosotros no perdamos la santidad.
This is why the Lord says, let's not lose our holiness.
No perdamos esa comunión con Dios.
Let's not lose that communion with God.
Habrá infamia, dice.
The scripture says that there will be
habrá taunt, maldición.
Reproach. Curse.
Y ese es el resultado de una vida sin Cristo.
This is the result of a life without Christ.
Una vida sin santidad.
Of life without holiness.
Es necesario que usted y yo.
It's necessary for both you and I.
Esta mañana.
This morning.
Podamos decir cómo estoy delante de Dios.
To ask ourselves, how am I doing before the Lord?
¿Cómo está su carácter?
What's your
se enoja muy fácilmente.
What's your temper
grita,
like?
Manotea.
Do you get angry? Do you begin to hit?
¿Cómo está su vida delante de Dios?
Mistreat? What's your life like before the Lord?
¿Cómo está encaminando su vida al Señor?
What direction is your life taking?
Tenemos un ejemplo en la Biblia. Tal vez usted ha leído acerca de las 10 vírgenes.
Perhaps you've read about the 10 virgins.
Todas estaban en la iglesia.
They were all in the church.
Todas estaban esperando al Señor.
They were all expecting
¿cierto?
The Lord. Isn't that true?
Cantaban, alababan.
They praised, they worshiped, they
sang.
Daban
una buena ofrenda, un buen diezmo.
Gave a good offering.
Saben, cinco de ellas.
You know what? Five of them.
Tenían aceite en sus lámparas.
Had oil, had extra oil along with them.
Pero tenían aceite en la vasija.
Besides the oil that they had in their lamps.
De modo que cuando surgía un problema tan fuerte.
So when an unexpected situation came up.
Que la lámpara se iba a apagar.
Their light was going to go out.
Ellos le ponían aceite y ya no se enojaban.
They would put more oil in their lamp and they wouldn't get angry.
Porque hay aceite en la vasija.
Because there's oil in their container.
Aparte del aceite que hay en la lámpara.
Besides the oil that's in the lamp.
Pero cinco no tenían esa vasija.
But five did not have that extra container.
Así que cuando les faltó
so when they didn't have,
el aceite, no tenían para que su lámpara ardiera.
When their oil ran out, they didn't have any to keep their lamp going.
Tuvieron que ir a comprar aceite.
They had to go buy oil.
¿Qué significa esto?
What does this mean?
Escúchenme.
Listen to me.
¿Significa ir a la presencia de Dios a orar?
It means to come into the presence of God and pray.
A leer la escritura.
Read the scripture.
Ayunar.
To fast.
Esto es llenar la vasija de aceite.
This is what it means to fill your flask with oil.
Aparte de la lámpara que está ardiendo.
Besides that which is in your lamp.
Si no tenemos aceite en nuestra vasija,
if we don't have oil in our flask,
podemos recibir, oír estas palabras.
We can hear these words.
No te conozco.
I don't know you.
Señor, pero yo estuve todos los domingos allí en la iglesia.
But Lord, I was there every Sunday. I was listening to Brother Philip.
No te conozco.
I don't know you.
Yo era el que hacía más trabajo ahí.
I was the one that was doing the most work around there.
No te conozco.
I don't know you.
¿Usted entiende?
You understand?
La importancia de vivir en santidad.
The importance of living in holiness.
La importancia de tener una vida limpia e íntegra delante de Dios.
Life before the Lord, a pure life.
Para cuando el Señor venga,
so that when the Lord comes,
puedas oír estas palabras.
You can hear these words.
Buen siervo.
Good servant.
Buena sierva.
Good woman servant, man servant.
Sobre poco. Sobre poco, poco, poco.
Over very little.
Ha sido fiel.
You've been faithful.
Sobre mucho.
I will place you.
Te pondré.
Over much.
Entra.
Come.
En el gozo de tu Señor.
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
¿Cuántos quieren oír esta palabra?
How many of you want to hear this type of word?
Gracias, Señor. Voy a pedirles que se pongan de pie, por favor.
I want to ask you to stand up, please.
¿Cómo está tu vida delante de Dios?
How is your life before the Lord?
¿Eres un higo bueno?
Are you a good fig?
Muy bueno.
A very good fig?
Fíjense, hay higo bueno.
You got good figs.
Y muy bueno.
And then you got very good figs.
A lo mejor tú no eres tan malo. Hay higo malo.
Maybe you're not that bad. Maybe you're just a bad fig.
Pero hay higo muy malo.
And you got the very bad figs.
¿En cuál de estos estás?
Which of these are you at? Where are you? Which are you?
Yo sé que la presencia de Dios está aquí.
I know that God's presence is here.
Y Dios quiere que tú hagas un cambio en tu vida.
And God wants to see a change in your life.
Que vas en esa dirección.
You're going in that direction.
Tienes que corregirla.
You have to correct.
Hoy tienes que corregirla.
Today you have to
no
correct.
No puedes seguir así.
You cannot remain this way.
No puedes continuar así.
You can't continue this way.
Por supuesto, si tú quieres.
Of course, if you want.
Porque Dios no te va a obligar.
God is not going to force you.
Él manda su palabra.
He sends forth his word.
Y tú decides.
And you decide.
Si la aceptas y te corriges.
If you want to accept it and correct.
O sigues caminando.
Or just keep going.
Como quiera, Dios te ama.
Whatever, God loves you.
Amén. Quiero pedirle a usted que si Dios le ha hablado a su corazón.
I want to ask you that if God has spoken to your heart.
Y desea dar el giro de su vida.
And you want
cambiar,
to do that turnaround.
Quisiéramos orar por usted.
We'd like to pray for you.
Y puede pasar aquí.
Come up front.
Y Dios quiere hacer algo muy especial esta mañana.
God wants to do something very special this morning.
Decíamos, Dios dio este mensaje desde el momento de la alabanza. Que estamos parados en una tierra santa.
Beginning with the time of praise, the Lord was speaking to us that we're on holy ground.
Esta es una tierra, este es un lugar de santidad donde se siente la presencia de Dios.
This is a place of holiness where we feel the Lord's presence.
Donde que quiere que tú continúes en esa relación de amor con el Señor.
He wants you to remain in that relationship of love with the Lord.
En esa íntima comunión con el Padre.
That intimate communion with the Father.
Tal vez has estado sufriendo mucho.
Maybe you've been suffering a lot.
Dios quiere sanarte esta mañana.
God wants to heal you this
Dios
morning.
Quiere arrancar ese pasado.
God wants to pull out the past.
Ya no vivas de ese pasado.
Don't live on the past.
Dios quiere borrar ese pasado.
God wants to erase that past.
Dios quiere una dirección correcta para ti.
He wants the right direction for
Él lo está deseando, Él lo está esperando.
That's what he's desiring and expecting.
Una dirección correcta para ti.
A right direction for you.
Pon tu mirada en las cosas de arriba.
Place your gaze on the things above.
Donde está Cristo sentado.
Where Christ is seated.
Tráele tus cargas al Señor.
Bring your burdens to the Lord.
Tráele tus problemas al Señor.
Bring him your problems.
Aún si tú has sido las personas que ha dicho, ¿dónde está Dios? ¿Dónde estaba Dios cuando
Maybe
estaba pasando?
You were one of those people who were asking, where was God when I was going through?
El Señor dice, yo he estado allí.
The Lord says,
siempre
I was there. I always have been.
¿Puedo pedirle a los pastores que nos ayuden? Pastor
I'd like
Felipe,
to ask Brother Philip,
Pastor Thomas,
the leaders to come up.
Mi esposa, hermana. La iglesia, todos orando, todos orando. Usted debe estar orando.
Usted, Everyone iglesia, else should be praying. Should
debe
be
estar orando, iglesia. Puede extender su mano hacia el frente para los que pasaron aquí. Oh, precioso.
If I could have the elders and the prayer team to enjoy this. Some of you are already up here for prayer, and we'll pray for you too. Brother Johnson, would you mind? Just begin to pray over people. Jason. Pastor Marty. Would you join us and just
El Señor quiere levantarlos a ustedes como pareja muy fuerte. Él ha visto su corazón tan sencillo, tan entregado a Él. Pero ha habido tantos obstáculos que han impedido el buen desarrollo de su ministerio. Pero hoy es destruido todo obstáculo. Dios ha puesto su mirada en ustedes. Los mira como un matrimonio tan grande, tan fuerte, para ayudar a otros. Sigan adelante. Ámense como al principio. Respétense como al principio. Dense un abrazo, por favor. Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, sellamos estos siervos tuyos. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias. Padre, gracias, Señor. Gracias. Alábale al Señor. Alábale al Señor. Alábale al Señor. The presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. La presencia del Señor está aquí. Se mueve la presencia de Dios. Hermanos, gracias por escucharnos. Queremos presentar el proyecto.
I'd like to speak about the project.
Tenemos aquí lo que es la Casa Hogar.
It's called the Casa Hogar.
Es en Loma Bonita, en Tulancingo.
It's located in Loma Bonita, in Tulancingo.
¿Cuántos fueron a Loma Bonita? Levanten su mano.
How many have you been there?
¿Cuántos han ido a Loma Bonita?
How many have you been to Loma Bonita?
¿Y los demás por qué no han ido?
The rest of you, what happened?
¿Cuándo van a ir?
When are you going to come?
La que sigue, por favor.
Next, please.
Ese es el acceso principal, el auditorio.
This
y estos
main,
son
main door, the auditorium.
Los salones, la que sigue.
And then the next slide show the different classrooms.
Esta parte que tenemos aquí, esta.
This part right here.
Ya está construida.
Is already finished. It's already constructed.
Well, el pastor Felipe con un equipo para ayudarnos a.
Brother Philip went along with the group, the team, to help to build that part.
Sí, recuerda, hermano, es esta parte, esta.
The part you all worked on is this part right here.
Ya está construida, ¿eh? De manera que, bueno, aquí tenemos, esas son las oficinas.
These are the offices.
Este es un salón de clases para niños.
This is a classroom for Sunday school for children.
Esos son talleres para enseñar carpintería, algún pastelería también para las niñas.
These are labs to teach carpentry and pastry.
Esos son los baños.
Cake making.
Salones.
The bathrooms. The
para los
other,
niños.
Other classrooms.
Las escaleras. Ese será el auditorio para los servicios.
This is the auditorium, what it will look like.
¿Qué sigue, por favor?
Next, please.
Aquí está en otra toma, ¿verdad? Esta es la área que ya tenemos construida, esta.
This is the part that's already done.
Y bueno, los salones y el auditorio.
This is the top view of the bottom floor.
Las escaleras para subir a la segunda planta.
The stairs leading up to the next level, and if you could pass it on to the next.
Esa es la segunda planta. Antes, por favor, la que estaba.
The previous one.
Aquí está bien. Este es el comedor.
This is the lunch room or the cafeteria.
Los dormitorios.
These are bedrooms.
Para niñas.
For girls.
Dormitorio para niños.
For boys.
Los baños con regadera.
These are bathrooms. With showers.
Esa es la recámara. Esa es la recámara. Esa es la recámara internacional. Cuando le vaya el hermano Felipe, aquí va a ser su
This
recámara.
This is the bedroom where visitors will sleep.
Y esta es la casa pastoral.
This is the
casa del
pastoral house. The whatever we call it in English, where the pastor lives.
La que sigue.
Next, I'm sorry.
Aquí la tenemos nuevamente, los dormitorios.
Here we see for the top
comedor,
view
la cocina,
what the second floor would look like.
Las recámaras, la casa pastoral,
the pastoral house,
y el auditorio,
and the auditorium.
Y por último tenemos ya la mirada que sigue, por favor.
And the last slide.
Aquí se la toma ya con el techo.
This is the top of the building.
Ese es el proyecto que sentimos que es parte también de aquí.
This is the project which we feel is part of you.
Y nuevamente agradecemos a ustedes.
Once again, we thank you.
A través del Pastor Felipe,
el
apoyo, la ayuda,
the support,
que nos ha dado,
the help that you've given us.
Su esposa, hermano Felipe, que le da permiso para ir a trabajar.
And Brother Philip's wife, who gives him permission to go.
Gracias, hermana. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you, sister.
Y les rogamos que nos ayuden a orar. Es un proyecto grande.
And we plead with you to please pray. It's a large project.
Que dependemos totalmente de Dios para su construcción.
We depend entirely upon God for its construction.
Y bueno, les esperamos en Tulancingo.
And we expect you down there in Tulancingo.
Sí. Sí, es para el hermano. Sí. Bien, hermanos, voy a pedir a mi esposa que,
well, brethren,
que venga
I'd like
y dé un saludo.
My wife that she'd come up and say a word.
La caja.
Por aquí, hermano.
Predicar, hermanos.
I will not preach, she says.
Solamente.
Only.
Les agradecemos mucho.
We'd like to
de
thank
su grande
you very
amor,
much for your great love.
Porque lo sentimos parte de nosotros.
Because we feel like you are part of us.
Y sin conocer a la esposa del hermano Felipe.
And though we haven't met Philip's wife.
Desde la primera ocasión.
From the first time.
Que estuvimos aquí.
That we were here.
Yo sentía algo muy especial.
I felt something very special.
Como que
as if
me preguntaba, Señor, yo creo que ella tiene un gran esposo.
I was saying,
siervo de Dios.
Lord, I believe that she has a marvelous husband and servant of God.
Porque lo podía ver y sentir.
Because I could see and feel that.
Porque en ella,
because in her
el amor del Señor,
is the love of the Lord.
Y mucho más grande amor,
and much greater love.
Porque detrás de un gran hombre,
because
un gran esposo,
behind every great
hay
husband
una grande mujer,
is a great wife.
Y reciban un saludo.
We bring you a greeting
de la iglesia,
from the church,
Centro Vida,
Center of Life,
Progreso,
from Progreso,
que los espera con los brazos abiertos.
And we're waiting for you with open arms.
Sí. Y ojalá y que la próxima vez,
perhaps next time,
lleve a su esposa, hermano Felipe.
You can take your wife, Brother Philip.
A las mujeres,
I'd like to say to the women,
les va a dar mucho gusto,
you're going to like very much,
y gozo,
and you'll have a lot of joy
de tenerla entre ellas.
I'm sorry, she's saying that the women down there would have great joy to see you down there.
El Señor les bendiga, les amamos.
The Lord bless you, we love you.
Gracias.
Bien, pero también esperamos las manos fuertes para trabajar.
We need the strong hands too to work.
Gracias, hermanos. Dios les bendiga.
God bless you, brethren. The Lord bless you.
I know what he just told me, but I don't know how to respond. Okay. Well, one thing about when change starts happening, you can't remember where you're at. Things on the list have yet to be checked off this morning, so I'm trying to remember what they all are. Let's see, we had worship time. Had a message. We received an offering. Announcements, that's it. You know, I'm extremely into this project now because he designated me a bedroom. And in the picture it had a bed. I'm liking it more and more. I'm getting the vision. It's a new thing. I've been really blessed to be able to be. And there's a bathroom. We had running water. You took a bucket and you ran up the hill. It was running. And by the time you got back, it was more like panting. We just want to send blessings to them. So I know that for us, does anybody notice sometimes it's hard? Ministry's hard. Being a Christian in a defiled world is sometimes difficult because there's all these pressures that are outward pressures that are trying to force their way from the exterior perspective onto the internal of believers. And it's difficult. Well, you know, it's difficult there too. When they hear that you are a minister, my brother, you got to interpret. Do people just say, "Oh, you're a minister. I want to get saved"? It's not likely. Because there are opposing forces that are speaking to all those people that you're trying to minister to. And it's not easy. Because you pour your heart into something. You put everything you have into it. But we have an adversary that's doing everything he can to stop you. Sometimes difficult. And the Lord's saying to you, trust me. The Lord says he will do what you can't. He will be the strength when you're weak. And he will complete the projects that you don't have the way to complete. For he has seen your struggle. And he says it has become his struggle. And he wins. You know, when you step out of the box, you forget a lot of stuff. We have first-time guests this morning. I can't forget that. If this is your first time with us this morning, would you just raise your hand and hold it there for a second, because we want to give you something. Were there any others? Are there any other hands? First time. We've got some over here. This morning you are our guest. The next time you're here, you're part of the family. That's the way we do things. How many times do you get to be first? He's got a whole set of mugs at home. Where'd she go? Sister Glenda, would you like to come up here this morning? I'm so good with names. I got Glenda right, and I was going, what's the last name? Mayfield, Glenda Mayfield. She came to me last Sunday after church and wanted to know how you become part of this church. I don't make that clear very often. I said, are you a believer? She said yes, and I believe her. You believe her? She said she had been part of another fellowship, and I don't feel it's all that necessary to contact the other fellowship and find out, check into her history and background. There's a, on her, just that thing that says Jesus is there. She wants to be part of Church of Living Hope. I don't see any negative looks, any thumbs down or nothing, so I'm pretty sure you're in. One of the things I told her, and this is what I would tell anybody, when you're part of the family, it's kind of like, how many of you, when you lived at home, you got chores? There was a list on the refrigerator, and some of them had your name by them. We don't got a list like that, but I told her we were looking for people who would be involved, not just in name, but who would be part of our body and ministry, and however that looks and whatever form it takes. What do you guys think? Should we just make her a member this morning? Well, in just a few moments, I'm going to invite you to come and shake her hand, give her a hug, just welcome her into the body. Show her where her name's on the list of duties. Show her the big refrigerator magnet. But before y'all all get up, I don't know how to do stuff without a list. I'm supposed to remind you, starting this Thursday, the Prayer Breakthrough Conference at Calvary Commission begins 10 a.m.